life of me, so we can stop Buddhism. And for the co-brand team, my country can transfer technology and saving knowledge, energy, and a formation change from the rich country. And that we need to transfer our technology and some saving knowledge. And then we can cooperate all out the field for development in Cambodia. To winning project in change, future cooperation project among human country is planning on human resource and capacity building life foundation for international human resource. Okay, so we thank you for pay attention on my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peter. Some of the representatives from Cambodia. I think that you said that you live in Latina and you have very good strategy of your policy. You emphasize on the reasonable price, reliable sources, environment friendly, efficient uses. But anyway, I think we can have one in the morning session. So let's have around 10 minutes, 15 for floor discussion. Did anyone like to raise a question or comment? Please introduce yourself.
So sorry to take away your lunch time. I have a few questions from your presentation. I wonder which group that consumes most of your electricity in your country. For example, like in Thailand, industrial sector take away almost half of electricity consumption in our country, and next to industrial sector is a business sector, and the last is just a household sector, which take part of a quarter of electricity consumption in our country. I wonder in your country, which group that consume most electricity in your country. My second question is, since you always mentioned that the electricity production in your country is insufficient, even for domestic consumption, you have to import from neighbor countries, mainly Vietnam, Laos, and even from my country. Does your government have any campaign for the people to save energy or save electricity? Is saving campaign. For example, in our country, we encourage people to use electricity saving or efficient electricity applying in every household, every family, a campaign like that to save electricity consumption. Okay. And my third question is, I believe electricity generation in your country, all the plants belong to government sector. Okay, it belongs to government. Does your government have plan to privatize it to private sector or invite investors from other countries to establish electricity plant in your country? Okay. And my last question is, in generating electricity in your country, you always mention to hydroelectricity power. Do you have any plan to apply the new technology by using other alternative natural gas, electricity generating, or fuel or electricity generating, besides using hydro power, which I believe in your country you have only macro rivers that have enough capacity to generate this kind of electricity by hydro power. Okay. These are my questions.
Okay, thank you for the important question to me. Okay, the first one I want to tell you, if you want to invest our energy in Cambodia, you still to have in Cambodia we have a government sector to control to the electric authority in Cambodia. So if you want to invest in Cambodia, you have you can submit the total proposal to our ministry, and then we have a discussion, group discussion, one or two times for your proposal. And one more question. So I'm not expert in English, so I just answer some question, because some question is not under my responsibility. So I don't know how to explain to you. So about the question about do you have any technology? So now we still have any technology in Cambodia. It's in researched by some company from Korea, some company from Thailand, especially for the efficiency of the electric equipment. Have any company in Cambodia to discuss with our ministry, with our department about how to share the information to the rural country, and we also have two or three times seminar about the equipment of electricity in Cambodia. Yes, so thank you for the question. I'm very sorry for the question that I cannot reply to you because it's not under responsibility. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, my colleague, thank you for the rest of the question. No, thank you. May I have another? This is one burning question for the Cambodian test. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'm Nguyen Tung from Vietnam. So I want to ask you a question. So as you present your country from now to 2020, you always import the electricity from other countries, neighbor countries like Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand. And this too high until 2020, right? So how your country face with the energy security. Thank you.
Okay. The people in the village can use the electricity but from different ways, not only the standard grid. With the solar power, with biomass, biogas, So about the security power.
The question practice how would you concern about your energy security because you have to import power from the country. You have any plan that to secure the fuel power in the country? Any policy?
For the policy of this person, I'm not I don't know as well about policy because we have a different department from Ministry of Industry Management in Cambodia. So I'm just from the one of the department cannot arrange for the policy of the energy security because our government in the have a lot of case study about the energy security. I don't know how to tell you. Okay, sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, educated from Cambodia, and also thank you, Professor Mo. So we'll take a break for lunch for a while, and we come back around 1:30 to continue the position. Of course, we still have the position.